Issues Etc. regular guests Pastor Matt Harrison, Deaconess Pam Nielsen, and Pastor Brian Wolfmiller will be speaking at the premier worship conference of 2011. Sing His Praise, His Love Declare. It's July 27th through the 29th on the campus of Concordia University, Nebraska. For more information on the worship conference, Sing His Praise, His Love Declare, visit Seward2011.org or call 402-643-2983. Well, now it's time for Issues Etc., Soundbite of the Week. As usual, we have assembled four soundbites from this week's Issues Etc. audio, doing so that we can play them for you right now. You listen, and then you get ready to vote. The best vote gets the LPR bundle package. That's an I Have Issues t-shirt, an Issues Etc. travel mug, pen, and bumper sticker. You're going to listen to the four soundbites, and then I want to hear from you, your votes. You can call us, 1-877-623-6943. That's our in-studio phone. Our in-studio email address, talkback@issuesetc.org, our Twitter address, @issuesetc, or you can vote at our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc, facebook.com/issuesetc. Soundbite number one this week comes from Dr. Alvin Schmidt. He's talking about civil religion's definition or misdefinition of faith.
When we equate the words faith and religion, please do not say the Mormon faith, the Buddhist faith, the Muslim faith. When you do that, you have immediately put all religions on the same level. I don't even like the term the Christian faith. There is only one faith. That is Christianity, and that's what Paul says in his epistles, the faith. And when people left, he didn't say they went to another faith. No, they had fallen away, because there was only one faith. Now, we speak this way more and more, and every time I hear it, I'm very uncomfortable, because it's really another form of civil religion manifesting itself, saying that all religions are basically equal, and that's the core of civil religion.
That's soundbite number one. Should it be soundbite of the week? 1-877-623-MYIE, 877-623-MYIE. Email your vote to us, talkback@issuesetc.org. Those who call their votes in get to vote first, though, 1-877-623-6943, or vote at our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc. Soundbite number two this week from Pastor Brent Kuhlman. He's preaching on Jesus revealing the true God.
The Lord Jesus has a one-track mind. He insists on being betrayed, brutally beaten, and then hung graveyard dead on a cross. And then in the text, Jesus bursts forth with one of the strangest prayers that you can ever hear from the New Testament. Thank you, Father. You have hidden salvation, tucked it neatly inside of me. My suffering, my cross, my death, tucked underneath all of that is the world's redemption. Thanks to you, Father, that you have hidden these things from the salvation know-it-alls who insist on a do-it-yourself salvation. Oh, thanks to you, Father, that you have revealed what you're up to in the world with me to the little children. Brothers and sisters, if you insist on a Jesus who is not totally Savior, you're in the dark. Reject Jesus as Savior and you're about as religiously stuck on stupid as they come. Do you want to know who the one true God is? Do you want to know what he's like? Whether he cares for you at all? Then you don't climb the escalator to the heavens and peek through the clouds because you won't find him there. Instead, hold on to the man, Jesus, who is absolutely way down here. If you are bogged down with sin, if you are burned out on religion, if you are sick to death with the principles that are prescribed for living, devastated by trying to save yourself, by always trying to be good, then Jesus says, I'm the man for you.
All right, that's soundbite number two, Pastor Brent Kuhlman, how Jesus reveals the true God, 623-6943, facebook.com/issuesetc, or talkback@issuesetc.org. Soundbite number three, Dr. Mike Horton was recently on the program. Here he outlines the consequences, tragic as they are, of no catechism.
We have this idea in evangelical circles since the revivalism of the 19th century that God doesn't work through ordinary means, in ordinary ways. He works in extraordinary ways. And so now what you have, Todd, is people who don't grow up learning slowly over time the great truths of the faith. Rather, what you have is people not learning anything for years, just having a lot of fun in youth group, and then having a crisis experience or being induced into a crisis experience at summer camp. And that's supposed to get them through the midlife crisis. That's supposed to get them through the teetering marriage and the miscarriage. Really? That's going to do it?
That's soundbite number three, Dr. Mike Horton, on the consequences of no catechism. Get ready to vote while we play Issues Etc. soundbite of the week, because here comes the fourth and final soundbite for your consideration. 1-877-623-6943. Talk back at issuesetc.org. Send us that tweet at issuesetc. Or vote at the Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc. Soundbite number four comes from Chris Rosebro, talking about how a church survives.
The church that survives is the one that's built on the rock of Jesus Christ. And the confession that Peter gave there in that passage, "You are the Christ, the Son of the living God." The church that survives is the one that proclaims Jesus, that teaches Jesus, not the pastor, not the megastar, not the latest entertainment craze, but that constantly focuses back on the cross. It's all about Jesus Christ, second person of the Holy Trinity, bleeding and dying and suffering and agony for your sins and for mine so that we can have peace with God. That's the timeless message that we've been given to proclaim. All this other stuff is a diabolical distraction that leads us away from Christ, and in the long run gives the church a black eye, because these are just the follies and schemes of men.
All right, that's the fourth and final soundbite, and it's time to vote. This break is a great time to give us a call, 1-877-623-6943. Best vote this Friday afternoon gets the LPR bundle package. That's an I Have Issues t-shirt, an Issues Etc. travel mug, pen, and bumper sticker. Soundbite number one, Dr. Alvin Schmidt on civil religion's definition of faith. Soundbite number two, Pastor Brent Kuhlman on how Jesus reveals the true God. Three is Dr. Mike Horton on the consequences of no catechism. And four is Chris Rosebro, how a church survives. 1-877-623-6943.
Christological.
My friends, Jesus comes only for sinners.
Historical.
I believe in God the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by...
Sacramental.
Take and eat. This is the true body of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, given unto death for your sins.
To find a Christological, historical, and sacramental church near you, go to issuesetc.org and click Find a Church. Christ-centered, cross-focused, you're listening to Issues Etc.
In 1968, Bob Edson perfected the sauce of his dreams. He called it Country Bob's All-Purpose Sauce because it tastes great on everything. Country Bob's also has a line of specialty sauces like All-Purpose Spicy, Honey Habanero, or Apple Chipotle, if you like it hot. You can find Country Bob's All-Purpose Sauce at your local grocery store or log on to CountryBob's.com and find out more, like a Country Bob's cookbook or recipes on their blog. No matter what you're grilling or cooking, it all comes down to the sauce. Country Bob's All-Purpose Sauce.
Issues Etc. regular guests Pastor Matt Harrison, Deaconess Pam Nielsen, and Pastor Brian Wolfmiller will be speaking at the premier worship conference of 2011. Sing His Praise, His Love Declare. It's July 27th through the 29th on the campus of Concordia University, Nebraska. For more information on the worship conference, Sing His Praise, His Love Declare, visit Seward2011.org or call 402-643-2983.
I know what's wrong, and I'm going to give you the fact. You got the vote. Everybody needs to vote.
Welcome back. We're coming to you live on this Friday afternoon, the 8th of July. It's time to play Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week. We're giving away the LPR bundle package to the listener with the best question or comment. And I have Issues T-shirt, an Issues Etc. travel mug, pen, and bumper sticker. Up first from Rockford, Illinois, Mike is on the line. Mike, thanks for waiting.
Thank you. I'd like to vote for number 3, Mike Horton, and just because this has particular significance for me, because I was subjected to various youth groups when I was younger, and miraculously, I remain a Lutheran. So that's why I'm voting for number 3.
Mike, thank you very much. Nice vote, too. Carrie listens in Minnesota. She's also on the line. Carrie, welcome.
Hi. This week was really hard because they were all really good, but I ended up picking Chris Roseboro number 4 because it's like, when will we begin to trust God to have His church survive? He's kept it and promises to keep it till the end, but it seems like whatever we're doing when we're trying to change it, just if it does grow, is it really God growing the church, or is it, you know, is it really the right way to grow it? So,
Carrie, thank you very much for your vote. Thanks for listening in Minnesota to Kansas City, where Mike is on the line. Hi, Mike.
Yeah, hi, Pastor Wilkin, and I wish people listening would consider supporting Issues, et cetera. It's a great resource, and like your last caller, they were all great, but like your last caller, I have to vote for number 4 also, and the reason is because I heard a speaker just yesterday talking about one of Martin Luther's sermons, and in one of Martin Luther's sermons, he evidently said that people have exchanged the word of God for Joseph's pants, referring to ancient relics that were being worshipped. And that's really what the modern church today does. They have their celebrities and their programs. So what they've done is that they've exchanged the word of God for a modern version of Joseph's pants. I thought that was pretty interesting.
Mike, thank you very much. Thanks for listening in KC. To St. Louis, Anne.
Oh, hi. I vote for Alvin Schmidt, and I think what he said there, I've heard him say that before. I always learn from him. It's an obvious statement, but what he says, it's theologically true but politically incorrect. I love it.
Thank you, Anne. Thanks for listening in St. Louis. Up to Altamont, Illinois. I should say Altamont, Illinois, as corrected recently. Scott, welcome.
Thank you very much, and the people of Altamont, thank you as well. I'm going to vote for Alvin Schmidt's soundbite because I think he has a valid point as it applies to civil religion, but I kind of find it funny that he disallows the entire category of fides qua creditur as opposed to fides qua creditur. Of course, there's only one true faith to be believed. Faith needs an object, and when the object of your faith is sound, your faith is true. No amount of believing you can safely walk across a frozen pond is going to save you when the ice is only an inch thick. The object of the Christian faith is Jesus Christ. And I think the distinction should not be drawn as to whether somebody believes something, but rather whether the object one puts their trust in is true. Dr. Schmidt takes umbrage with the term Christian faith. I take umbrage with the term Christian religion. The term religion implies works, and the object of faith in every other religion is ultimately oneself and one's righteous works. Rightly, Christianity is a faith because Christ's message of the gospel isn't a do, it's a done.
Well, so I think actually, by way of disagreeing, you've come around full circle, Scott, here, and agreed with Dr. Schmidt that if we're going to talk about faith as opposed to works, there's only one, and that's Christianity.
Isn't it great like that?
Yeah, it is. Nice. Thank you very much. Smartest listeners in radio. Mike is in New Mexico. He says, I vote for soundbite number four, Chris Roseborough. Too many churches rely on appealing to what people want in order to keep and expand their membership. But these churches are full of functionally faithless people who mainly want to know what to do to feel good about themselves. The proper application of the law, what we ought to do, does not make us feel good about ourselves, but terrifies us. The proclamation of forgiveness in Jesus' name through his vicarious atonement is the good news that we intractable sinners need. Mike, thanks for listening. Thanks for voting in New Mexico. Helen listens in Austin, Texas. She votes for Dr. Mike Horton. That would be soundbite number three. She says, preach it, brother. I have been saying for years that failing to memorize the catechism is at the root of Lutheran ignorance of Christianity. People who ignore basic doctrine really do fall for anything that comes down the road. So we have creedless, scriptureless, Lutheran in name only churches. Thanks for listening in Austin. Joshua listens in Silver Grove, Kentucky. Although all of them are good, he says, I'll have to vote for soundbite number two. That would be Pastor Brent Kuhlman on how Jesus reveals the true God. In the soundbite, he mentioned that we do not have to ascend to heaven to find God. That is correct. God comes down to us in the bread and wine where his body and blood are really present. Joshua, thank you very much for listening. Kentucky. In Wisconsin, in Frederick, Wisconsin, Jody says, wow, these are all awesome, but I guess I have to go with Chris Roseborough. That would be soundbite number four. Dave in Troy, Michigan says, I cast my vote for Dr. Schmidt's civil religion's definition of faith. He gives a sound biblical reason for reserving the term faith for Christianity alone. Thanks for your vote, and thanks for listening in Michigan. The Issues Etc. Book of the Month for July is, well, it reads like a book, but it's also the guide to a great Bible study, a multi-part Bible study written by Issues Etc. regular guest Dr. Ken Sherb. It's called The Christian's Mission, published by Concordia Publishing House. Now, if you've heard Dr. Sherb on the air, you know what kind of content he's able to deliver in an hour or so of radio. Just think what he can deliver when he put pen to paper and writes an entire book. The Christian's Mission. I highly recommend it. Call Concordia Publishing House, order this great resource, The Issues Etc., Book of the Month for July, 1-800-325-3040, 1-800-325-3040, or browse before you buy at our website, issuesetc.org. It's on any page of our website, issuesetc.org. This vote comes from Jerry in Deer Lodge, Montana. Each of these deserves to win. Dr. Schmidt rightly and effectively pinpoints the fallacy of an all-inclusive church, which does not exist. Chris Roseborough's quote strengthens this point, showing that even if a church grows and thrives, it is not surviving if what is being preached is minimizing or neutralizing the word and pulling the faith of the members away from salvation in Christ, because those members may very well be losing their eternal salvation. Dr. Horton quotes show how proper catechesis assures the survival of the church by teaching the young baptized members the importance of faith maintenance. Nobody is properly catechized by a short class for the sake of confirming them and then seldom seeing them in church again to receive the benefits of the sacraments, when they really have no clue as to what those benefits are. Because a favorite is requested, my vote goes to Pastor Kuhlman's quote. It is my prayer for the church that all pastors would preach the word as precisely and as accurately as Pastor Kuhlman does. Thanks for listening in Montana. Jerry, Matthew in Rochester, New York says, I vote for soundbite number three because I like the way that it is clear that God uses ordinary means, not our feelings. If he did use feelings, people at some camps would be set for life. But I'm glad that I can always read the word with the catechism explaining it, and that I know God will be working in me. Matthew, thank you very much, and thank you for your vote. That makes the winner this week, soundbite of the week, your pick, soundbite number four, Chris Roseborough, on how a church survives.
The church that survives is the one that's built on the rock of Jesus Christ and the confession that Peter gave there in that passage. You are the Christ, the Son of the living God. The church that survives is the one that proclaims Jesus, that teaches Jesus, not the pastor, not the megastar, not the latest entertainment craze, but that constantly focuses back on the cross. It's all about Jesus Christ, second person of the Holy Trinity, bleeding and dying and suffering and agony for your sins and for mine so that we can have peace with God. That's the timeless message that we've been given to proclaim. All this other stuff is a diabolical evangelical distraction that leads us away from Christ, and in the long run gives the church a black eye, because these are just the follies and schemes of men.
All right, that's the winner, soundbite number four on this Friday afternoon. Chris Roseborough, How a Church Survives. Thanks to everybody who voted and played Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week. The LPR bundle package goes to Mike in Rockford. If you would send us your mailing address and your shirt size, talkback at issuesetc.org, you get the LPR bundle package this Friday. Folks, if you've enjoyed listening to Issues Etc. all this week, please consider making a tax-deductible donation this weekend. You can make a secure online contribution at our website, issuesetc.org, or if you prefer, you can make your contribution by check. Make your check payable to Lutheran Public Radio and send it to LPR Box 912, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. LPR Box 912, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. As always, thanks for listening, and thanks for keeping us in mind during the difficult summer months. Now, when you go to church this weekend, remember, turn to your fellow parishioner when you're having some conversation over donuts or coffee, or after church has let out and you're waiting to leave the church building, mention Issues Etc. Recommend that they listen this next week to Issues Etc. We always thank you for helping us promote Issues Etc. in your congregation. Chris is quite right. Churches come and go, and those that are built on the foundation of sand, that is, all of man's effort, the many, many things that we can do, the shifting sand of culture's latest idea, whether they work or not in bringing people in or even keeping people in. Churches that build on this foundation may build themselves tall and wide edifices. They may look impressive, but when the storms come, they wash away like every building built on sand. Churches that are built on the foundation of Jesus Christ are the only ones that can properly call themselves the church. And Jesus says, the gates of hell will not prevail, and that house will stand. I'm Todd Wilkin. Talk with you Monday. Thanks for listening to Issues Etc.
Listen weekday afternoons to Pastor Todd Wilkin and guests on Issues Etc. Issues Etc. is a listener-supported program. Your financial support is vital for the continuation and expansion of this worldwide outreach. Our mailing address, Lutheran Public Radio, P.O. Box 912, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. Box 912, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. You can also donate at our website, issuesetc.org. Issues Etc. is a production of LPR, Lutheran Public Radio.